Well, good morning and welcome to our November Digging Deeper into Disc Practitioner call. This is Barbara Mace. I'm one of the Leadership Development Directors at Lead Like Jesus, and I'm just delighted to be with all of you. We also have Ken Vogas, our author of the Biblical Disc Assessment, online with us, and he'll be sharing some of his ideas and ways that he has used Biblical Disc. And this will be one of the first times that we just kind of are opening up our call to have some open dialogue and sharing time about different ways that people are using the Biblical Disc or planning to use Biblical Disc. And so I hope that we can just make this an open time of sharing. And sometimes it's kind of hard when we're all trying to talk at the same time, but hopefully we can make that all work together. So I'd like to begin our call this morning with reading our daily devotion to you. I know you are all receiving the Lead Like Jesus devotions on a weekly basis, and then I'll open our call in prayer. But I thought it was so appropriate that our devotion this morning was titled Friends. And I thought about all of you this morning and my brothers and sisters in Christ and the friendship that we share. And so I was delighted that this topic for the devotion today was on friends, so I'm going to read that for us. So Jesus dug deep into relationships with people like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were close friends, as were Peter, James, and John. As closely connected to the Father as he was, Jesus still needed relationships with people during his lifetime on earth. If Jesus needed friends, it makes sense that we need friends. Friends to encourage us, offer comfort, pray for us, challenge us, and hold us accountable. Who do you count on among your closest friends? And what are you doing to cultivate spiritual friendships as you journey through your life? Hebrews 10:24 tells us, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we need friends to walk with us in life, friends who point us toward you. Open our eyes to the people you've placed around us and help us to develop trusting relationships with them. Make us into a friend who spurs others on towards love and good deeds, and show us how we can be that kind of friend today. Be with us now on this call, Lord, and help us to honor and serve you in all we say and do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're a small group today, so I'm just going to take a quick moment to introduce you to everyone who's on the call today. Susan Barnhill from Texas. We have Jim Ramstead from Minnesota. Jim Barquette from Ohio. We have Garrett Larson from Texas, Barbara Miner from California. We have Lorraine Perry from Florida and Abel Santiago from Arizona. So we are really well represented around the U.S. And, of course, we have Ken Vogas, who's with us, who lives in Texas. And I believe he's calling us this morning from Tennessee. Are you in Tennessee, Ken, today?
Yes, Nashville.
Nashville, that's right, visiting family. So nice that you're able to do that. Well, I just thought we would just open the call up and share a bit. I know that I've asked a couple of you to specifically share about how you're using Biblical Disc, and then the rest can join in. So, Garrett, I wonder if you might start. Tell us a little bit about your organization and how you've used Biblical Disc.
Sure. So I'm the president and CEO of Camp Choye, which is a not-for-profit co-ed Christian summer camp and retreat center in Livingston, Texas, just 1 hour north of Houston. And we have a full-time staff of about 51, and then, of course, in the summer we're operating closer to 300 that come in, as well as we run a gap year program. This is our second year with the Gap Year program, which is a 9-month discipleship program. And so obviously we work with a whole lot of young people, both in our full-time capacity, but also in the seasonal side of what we do. Our main thrust and our vision is to build the next generation of leaders for the church. And as such, one of the key things for us is recognizing that in order to really lead, you really got to know yourself and have a great sense of self-awareness. So we leverage some tools like StrengthsFinder and the DISC, Biblical DISC, as well as several other books that we just implement into our training systems. But really every year, anytime we are in the process of hiring someone and they get to the final stages, we leverage DISC, the Biblical DISC, and just to help us paint a broader picture of how they would operate in that role. And then sometimes we've discovered, as we had several key categories of several openings, we had a young lady apply for a highly detailed job that was a high I and very, very low C. And we had another job that was going to be a host and work with people. And we said, hey, we think maybe this job might be a little better for you. And that was a good catch. And we would not have discovered that until it was too late unless it was this. So that was helpful. And really set this young lady up for success. And the way we use it now is we actually have, we tend to go in cycles every year. We kind of have a new breed of staff that come in a full-time capacity. And so we do, of course, at that point, they've all done at least taken the assessment, but we now do a four-hour coaching session in small groups that I work with them. And usually we try to wait about 4 months after they arrive so that they have some context to understand. And we do the same thing with our Compass students who all live together, work together, study together. And we usually wait till October or November to do it, because at that point they start to get frustrated with each other. And then suddenly when we're able to give them the language of their personalities and their behaviors, it's kind of this big light bulb moment, like, oh, that's why you always do that. Or that's why I'm the only normal person I know. So that's been really helpful, and it's well received. Last year, our Compass students actually looked back at their 9 months, and the vast majority of them would actually point to that DISC session as one of the most valuable takeaways they've had in their 9 months there. So that was a real win. So for us, it's a big tool and resource. And I'm just a big believer in giving people a vocabulary for understanding how God has wired them and uniquely position them to serve others, and then give them some strategies to adapt so that they can be more effective as they lead.
That's so awesome. Ken, do you have any comments for us?
No, the comment I would say is for you to be able to have that wisdom with that high I to reap, you know, put them in a different role to set them up for success is just an incredible testimony. And it just warms my heart to know that, you know, it's used that way. So I just affirm the way in which you did that. That's just what I call just an add-on type of application. So it's just, again, good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Any questions or comments from the rest of you for Garrett before we open up to another person to share?
I do have a question, Lorraine.
Okay.
I'm curious as to how you use the part of the biblical disc where it has the biblical characters.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I encourage them on that side. I don't dig too deep into the character connections you're like Lydia or Apollos. Because oftentimes that's a vague for many of them, particularly if they're young, the piece of that's a little bit vague for them in that particular time. But I do encourage them to go back and read and see how God has how God changes his response and how he relates to those characters. And the other thing I do is we actually do some depending on how much time I have, I do pull out several passages of Scripture, particularly with the conversion of Saul and some others that Mary and Martha and talk about, have them talk in small groups about how would you profile those characters without cheating and looking at the biblical disc a packet, and how do you see God responding, relating and responding to those that are fitting to the you know, the profiles.
Uh-huh.
That's helpful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Any other questions for Garrett?
Yeah, this is Jim Ramstead. And Garrett, I would imagine, or maybe I should ask the question, do you get people that are going to be seniors in high school or just graduating from high school going into college?
Yes, that's our gap year program is people who just graduated high school and are entering into college or did a year at college and realized maybe not yet, maybe I need to take a step back. Yes, that's our gap year program. But, of course, in our summer camp counseling world, yes, that's our primary target is that year of college under their belt.
And this is a question because this is something that one of my focus points is, are you familiar with Igniting Influence through Ignited by Jesus?
Igniting Influence? No.
Okay. That's a program that is designed. The biblical disc is the first part that each participant takes, and then they go into a study on igniting influence as led by Jesus, and it's geared around people that are graduating from high school or going into the first year of college. And
okay.
I'm going to be working with youth groups up here. This is my goal, is to introduce that. And first they take the disc. You go through the disc to find out, you know, basically who they are. And then it goes through this program so that when they go into the real world, they have an understanding of how to continue their Christian faith. Hmm. Barbara, maybe you can speak more about Igniting Influence.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jim. Our Igniting Influence is an online platform for what we call emerging leaders. And Garrett, after we get off this call, I will send you a link to that so you can take a look at it to see if that might be something that would work for you with at the camp there.
That'd be great.
Good. Okay. Any other questions for Garrett? Okay, well, I know that we have Jim Barquette on the line. Jim is from Ohio. He has been through our certification several years ago and is a businessman and has his own consulting firm. So, Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and the ways you've used the DISC assessment?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Yes, my name's Jim Barquette. I'm a performance coach, and what I'm looking to do is inspire others to be their best for God's glory. And the biblical disc is ideally suited to help me, to help my family, and to help my clients to be the best version of themselves and to reach their goals. The biblical disc, for me, first of all, I've taken the opportunity a year ago at this time to study with Barbara and Rich, and then came back and studied with Kent, and I appreciate that Ken's on the call. And it really, first of all, I'm a high DI, and doing the biblical disc has really, really helped me personally to understand myself and to understand why things have happened the way they've happened in my life. The part about understanding your strength out of control, you know, putting goals over people, that really explained a lot in my life. And the biblical characters that correspond with my personality style, Joshua and Sarah, I've been able to take a deeper dive in Scripture for both of them to both understand myself, understand how they interplay with how they communicate with Jesus, how they obeyed God, being Old Testament, obeyed yeah. God and used that has just been so helpful to me personally. And also in my relationship with my wife. I'm married to a person that's exactly the opposite of me. She's a high SC, actually a SCI, and she's the type that's very willing for me to be a high D, but she likes time to make up her own mind, and I make decisions quickly and make a lot of decisions. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong. She makes decisions very slowly, very calculated, and they're usually very right. So it's really helped in our marriage. It's helped in our family. With clients, the biblical disc has helped in two very specific ways. I found that small business people, which is who I work with, they have a tendency to focus on their weaknesses rather than focus on their strengths. This tool gives an opportunity to clarify very clearly what their strengths are, but also clarifies how to maximize those strengths in the way that they go about their business, the way they go about their personal life. So in our coaching, we are able to focus on strengths and be able to set and reach goals, help focus on strengths, and then be able to delegate to people that have strengths in other areas, complementary strengths. So having the opportunity to help them and then, you know, get a little bit deeper. We talk about the biblical characters. And we talk about the biblical characters, and many times even study the biblical characters together to, again, look at how the biblical characters communicate with God and how they better understand their leadership characteristics and go about doing God's will. So this has been very valuable, both personally and in business.
Thank you, Jim. Does anyone have some comments or suggestions? Ken, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Jim with regard to his wife. I just applaud the fact that, you know, you understand that she needs some process time, and so you're talking to an SE now. So my question
is, I learned that from you.
Okay. My question, Jim, is how long did it take you to figure that out, that to respect her need for process time? And at what point, or did she come back to you and say, I really appreciate you, you know, respecting the fact that I just need a little time to make a decision?
Well, when I flew back home after taking the training with you, I learned this. I asked her if she would please take the assessment. She was unwilling up to that point. But she did it because I asked her to, and when she saw a willingness on my part to listen, to see her from a position of her strengths, my wife, unlike me, is not as self confident. She's not a business person. She's an all star mother. She's an all star friend. She's an all-star wife, but she never looked at herself in terms of from her leadership skills. So very quickly after reading her assessment, seeing a biblical biblical person is Ruth, I then read the book of Ruth, understood Ruth better, understood my wife better, and now, when we sit down and talk, I ask instead of tell, because she has a lot of insight into areas that I never will. I just didn't realize, even though I've married to her for 38 years, I didn't realize people looked at the world the way she did. I thought everybody looked at it the way I did.
So that was kind of a breakthrough for you to go ahead and understand.
It was quite a breakthrough in our marriage.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is for her to go ahead and see her value by reading the information. And then, of course, the connection with Ruth is about as good as it gets, you know,
yeah.
With her and Naomi and that whole story there. And here you've got something that's a 3,000-year-old document that has power, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
To read that story, it's so rich in what it has, and I'm so thrilled that you got there, and then she got there. That's what's important.
Thank you, Jim. It's just exciting for us to hear about our own personal applications with DISC. It's one thing as we bring it out into the world with our clients and within our organizations, but when we can see those real live applications with our children, our spouses, it's just so powerful. Thank you. Any other questions for Jim?
This is Jim Ramsey again. Jim, it's easy to connect with you. Number one, we have the same name. Number two, I'm a business advisor. Number three, my wife just finished the DISC and she's a extremely high S, extremely high C, and a middle I and a very low D. And I'm a very high I and a high D. So we have a lot of similarities. So I really would like to be able to consult with you as I move my practice forward with using DISC.
You're welcome. It looks like we married the same person.
Yes. Her name, and her name is Marcia. So,
no, well, my wife's name is spelled.
Oh, that's funny.
They're really good. I would just like to make one question here for both of you. Did either of you run the relationship report and go over that with your wives?
I did, if I can jump in first. I did. She read it through once. I've read it through many, many times. To see my personal strengths side by side with her personal strengths, Ken, is extremely valuable. But it also, the relationship report goes into so much more detail than that. The strengths, the struggles, the communication plan, the communication plan is what really helped the most. I have a tendency to be very emotional in the way I communicate, whereas she's very steady. I've learned that if I can take it down a couple of notches and be steady, we can communicate a lot more clearly. I mean, the slightest voice inflection would cause her to be very defensive, which is not what I was looking for and not what she's looking for. I found the relationship report to be just extremely valuable.
Yeah. I think probably the most difficult thing for DIs to be aware of as they're dealing with SCs is to understand the significance of your tone and the intensity. And by nature, by giftedness, you're strong, and you when you believe in what you say, you're very intense with that, and not realizing that's the thing that kind of shuts the SC down. So just to be aware of that is huge, and probably one of the most difficult challenges that your combinations have.
Thank you.
We have my wife Marcia just finished the DISC a half an hour ago, so we haven't had a chance to run the relationship report yet. That's our next step.
Great. Good. Any other comments or questions for Jim this morning? Well, I know we also have Susan Barnhill on the phone. Susan's from Houston, and she has a unique application as she uses it a lot, both in her organization as well as her church. So, Susan, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Cool. Thank you, Barbara. Well, I have done almost 500 DISCs for our company. We have pretty much all the corporate departments have done the DISC. And so we talk about the general information about DISC, and then we go through the worksheets, and we typically do at least two worksheets together, depending on how large the group is. and talk about communication. I love to do the one about work style because I think a lot of our conflict at work is just because we work differently than the other people on our team, and so that causes conflict. I know that I have shot my mouth off at different times about the way people do things, and I'm like, really? Back off. They're getting their work done. Why are you so crazy about that? So that has been extremely helpful, and then several people have reached out and said, you know, I have a difficult situation because my manager is totally opposite of me, and so how do I work with that? And so we go through the communication differences, and I encourage them to look at that, and I'll put them on the, not the relationship one, but the collaboration one. I'll give them a collaboration, and I'll usually give it to both people and say, hey, you know, this will help you be very specific in the way you approach that person. It's fun because I always do the template like Ken gave us, and they post those on their cubicles. You can walk around corporate and you'll see those because they're like, before you come into my office, you better know what you're walking into, you know. So they have those. We make it really fun. So I've done tons of those. I've also done it for my church and used it in the same way. But I will tell you, just in the last couple of weeks, I had a new opportunity to use DISC in a different way, and it was so fun. The Texas Mortgage Bankers Association is about to start a new program where they take 23 people and they take them through a leadership course, if you will, and they're trying to teach them, basically training up the C-suite people. And so one of their projects is they're going to have to combine two companies, which often happens in our industry where you have two companies mm-hmm. and you have all the same things and you're trying to combine them. And so they reached out to me and said, you know, we want to do DISC, but you know, here's what we're trying to do. And so what I did was I developed characters for each one of those positions based on DISC. And so I gave them names. I'll share them with you. I don't care. But it was fun. But I created a profile about that manager. And sometimes I did it for two companies. I actually created like 40 characters or something. But I did it for two companies, and I was very intentional. Sometimes the people shared the exact same styles. Sometimes they were exact opposite. Sometimes they had more industry background compared to the other one. And so that was a fun project. I sent it off to them to look at, and they are so excited. They can't wait until February when it happens. But I thought that was a cool way to use this to help in businesses to learn how to deal with different personality styles. So that was something I just finished.
Wow. Susan, tell us a little bit about your organization and the work that you do at the church specifically.
Okay, at the church.
Yeah, give us context. Give us context of your position in your, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, at work, at my job, I'm vice president of training for a mortgage company, Cornerstone Home Lending, and so that has just been something that has been, it was great when I took it back in 2017. I can't believe it's been that long now, and they were paying other organizations to do DISC, and so it was awesome to be able to bring that into Cornerstone for me to be able to do that for the company, and so that's been exciting. That's my work. At church, my husband is actually on staff, and so I really said, he would come home and talk about the different styles, and of course he had done his DISC, and I'm like, well, obviously this person, you know, based on what's happening, this is their style. And I said, we really, really should do DISC for the whole church or for the church staff. And so we had that opportunity. It's been about a year ago now, and I was able to share with them and help them see how they can communicate better, and also to give them the – page 31 in the report. I already have that memorized. It's the questions that you can ask yourself about someone else and kind of identify their – you know, not put them in a box, but kind of identify what they are. And I taught them how to do that with the congregation, you know, especially when you're working on committees and stuff like that. And they talked about how that really helped them too. to know their style and then kind of look at that person and figure out what their style was a little bit so that they can communicate better. And then what I also did was we have, of course, the education staff, then you've got, you know, your music staff, that kind of thing. So the education staff especially, we've had several sessions with them as a group working through the worksheets. You know, this is how you do conflict resolution because they had some conflict. And it was, you know, this is the style of each one of you, and you've got to come together and appreciate those strengths and know those limitations in order to get past the conflict and things. So I think that really helped. There were a lot of people that were like, oh, man, I just thought they were jerks, you know. It's like, no, they're not. That's just their style. You have to understand that and really figure out where that style becomes such a strength that you need it, you know. So, in other words, when you're going to start something new, who are the people that you need to go to first? Well, those are your S's first. You've got, if you're going to, you know, split up a Sunday school class, oh, Lord, you know, you better go talk to those S's and let them know it's coming and what they feel about it before you go forward and not just run over people. So I think it's been very helpful in that way.
I love that. Ken, do you have any comments here?
And my comment would be anytime that you can use case studies that are real, that's there's great learning that can take place. So, Susan, I just applaud what you're doing and how you're doing it, because people are going to be able to see the picture and then say, okay, what should I do? What's the most loving way to respond? So it's just good learning by using case studies. And so, again, I just applaud what you're doing.
Thanks. Do we have any questions or other comments for Susan? Well, Susan, we're very grateful for how you have found so many applications for Biblical DISC and Classic DISC in both your organization and church, and I'm excited about this new opportunity for you and that you'll be able to spread that DISC message further. So thanks for doing that. We appreciate you, and I'm so thrilled to hear these things that are going on. Thank you. I'm wondering if Tim Kaufman has joined us this morning. Okay. I thought he might be joining us. I know he's been doing some couples retreats using the Biblical DISC. He wasn't sure he could be on this morning, but he was going to share a little bit about that. I know that is an application. So we have a few other folks. Barbara Miner, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I had to unmute myself.
Yeah, sure. I know you have used DISC. You want to share a few things about what you're doing or planning on doing?
Sure. Actually, I just used the Classic DISC a couple of weeks ago with a client group. It's a new client group that I've been working with. I have not yet used the Biblical DISC, but I've used the Classic DISC for many years with a variety of clients in business and healthcare. And this particular group is a pediatric physical therapy, occupational therapy agency. And it's a fairly small group. There were 13 people, including the owner and the executive director and their team of physical and occupational therapists and their office staff. And I was originally called in to do an assessment of the organization in terms of some of the leadership issues and communication issues, et cetera. So when I did that assessment, it was very clear to me that they would really benefit from DISC because some of their issues have to do with different styles of people and major lack of some styles. So what I mean by that is that in this agency, the majority of the team were S's and C's. And that actually works well for the type of organization that they are, working with children, and they're very supportive of one another. They work really well together as a team. So that was obvious, you know, when we looked at their DISC styles. But they have no D's in the organization at all, including in the leadership, and not even anything close to a D. And they have one person who is a high I, one of the therapists, and she's sort of the go-to person for all the other therapists, and the clinical director is a high C, and she doesn't have the credibility that she needs in working with the therapist. So it was very interesting for them to see all of that. Let me go in the other room because my dog obviously wants to participate on the call as well. So let me go in a room where I can close the door. All right. I'm going to close the door now. Yes. She's saying hello to another dog walking, you know, down the street.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's probably a high I. Anyway, so it was very helpful for them to not only see their individual styles, but when I used the group wheel and they could see where they all were as a group, that was very revealing. And so I'm working with the owner now in terms of some changes they need to make. They do need to bring in a strong office manager, which they don't currently have. So it was just very helpful in terms of moving forward to next steps based on this visual understanding now that they have. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And by the way, I will also just add that I am an SC and my husband is a high I, so it's kind of the opposite of a couple of you gentlemen who spoke. And I know Rich and Barbara know exactly what that's like too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Barbara. Questions or comments? Ken, anything that you would add to Barbara's report there?
Barbara, do you have an idea of, you know, you're bringing in a, I guess I heard, maybe I'm not using the right terminology, but some sort of a manager with some, from D, or would administrator be a better term for that role, or what does that look like?
Well, they need somebody to help them with running the business of the agency. Yes. They're really good at providing the therapy and working with the parents and the families, mm-hmm. but they mm-hmm. really need help with the business aspects of their agency.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily think bringing in somebody who's just a high D will do it, because they would probably alienate most of the people working there. But they need somebody who's going to... Yeah. to take charge, but also really get an understanding of how they work right. together and, you know, the services they deliver and that type of thing.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked that question. If you have an SC and you just bring a D in there, it's a bull in a china closet, and that's not what
right.
you need. But you
right.
need somebody to be able to run and make strategic decisions about how
right.
you're going to move this thing ahead. And I have a thought, and I'll share it with you, is that the profile that does really well in that kind of function is somebody with an SD profile. They have the sensitivity from the S style to understand the S's, but the D to get something done. And
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to find that person
right.
when you do. They really are good. And of course, the biblical character, and I always go that way, is a Nehemiah was that person, you know.
Mm.
What did we need to do? We need to get things rolling around here and build this wall so we can protect ourselves. And, you know, he got everybody organized, got them in their places where they can go ahead and work, and they built the wall in 52 days. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what you have there. And, you know, because you have the sensitivity, the S, but the power, the D, and that would
yeah.
be my recommendation of a style that would possibly fit well in that situation.
Thank you for adding that. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm going to make note of that for when we move forward and help them find that person.
Yeah, and another one would be an SCD. There's a three above the midline. That one will work okay too. So it's mm-hmm. there's a couple of options there. Okay.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Barbara. Any other comments or questions for Barbara?
I have a question for Ken. How high
yeah.
would the S and how high would the D be for that SD that you recommended?
That SD? I think what you're asking, you've got a group of SC people that are working there. And then to interject that SD, I would say D just above the midline and S would be higher. That's
okay.
That's what I recommend. Or just below would be fine. What you gain at that level is an enormous amount of tenacity to get things done and see them through what we call a follow-through. And but it's not so strong that it, you know, alienates everybody. And so I always kind of like the S a little bit higher than the D. But if it's around that midline, you're fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure who else is on our call who has had some opportunities to start using the Classic Disc and Biblical Disc. If there's anybody else who would like to jump in with either a question or a comment, I would just open up the call, and then I'm going to have Ken share a little bit about how he's using Biblical Disc in his business and the things he has done in the past in his church. I'll just open up the call for a minute here. Well, Ken, I guess we're going to give it over to you.
Okay. Oh, well, what I like, what I'm most comfortable with is because I generally work in a small group type thing, and in particular a manager and an employee. A lot of what I do is do that, and I use the collaboration report a lot with that because the reason I like it is because you have that side-by-side strengths and limitations and whatever, and you can get very, very clear as you go through that to see where the incongruencies are. And then we, you know, work to, okay, what are the options that we have, and where do we go ahead and go with that? And I really try to get them to say if there's a particular page that is critical to go ahead and understand and figure out what to do, it would be page 13 of that relational report, which has all the three R's of all the styles, the D, I, S, and C. And say that is a key thing that you use as far as communication is concerned, to understand how to communicate with somebody different than you are. So that's the tool I use. The other one, when I get into marriage, premarital training or marriage counseling, I use a relational report because it's somewhat similar, but it's got a little bit of a different direction in that. So those are the two tools that I use all the time. With that, and in fact, at Dallas Seminary, I have them go ahead and before they come to the DMEM program, they have to do a case study on somebody they want to do a better relationship with, and that's a tool that we use, either the correlation report, collateral report, or the relational report. So that's kind of how those are the tools that I'm most comfortable with. Your need or whatever may be different, but that's the tools that I use the most is a collaboration report and a relationship report.
Thank you, Ken. Any questions for Ken at this time?
Where are these collaboration reports found?
The collaboration report and the relationship report are on your Oasis, Lorraine, and once you have someone in your Oasis, whether they have taken the Classic or the Biblical Disc, you can run a relationship report or a collaboration. The relationship report was primarily designed to be used in more of a social or family situation, and the collaboration report was designed more to use within workmates, but there's a lot of the same information. And then once you run that report side by side, you will see all of the information on those two styles. So they see their strengths together, their struggles together, their do's and don'ts, and then there's a place for them to create an action plan on how they work together. So that is all in your Oasis. And we can go ahead, Ken.
This is something that I do as I go through something like that, a relation report, a collaboration report, I always hand them a highlighter, you know, and get them to pick the top two. And there's something about a tactile validation of this is really what's important to me. It's critical for the other person to go ahead and know. And the page that I really spend a lot of time just just staying at that particular point is the page 8 on that report where it talks about the do's and the don'ts. That is a golden sheet. I'm telling you, for the couple to be able, or the manager and the employee to go ahead and tell, this is what you do for me, this don't do this, and to be able to validate that and to see when there's really incongruence is very eye-opening. So I highly recommend that you practice using that thing or find that, because it's an incredible tool, and it isn't as overwhelming as far as the number of pages, but it's very, very succinct in what you're trying to do. So I highly recommend you get familiar with those two products. And by the way, they're free.
Right, right. Once you have populated some assessment users into your OASIS, then you have that ability to run those collaboration and relationship, and then, of course, the team dynamics report, too. So, Terry, I know that, Lorraine, I know that we're going to look at that together, but I'm going to email you a few samples so you'll have a chance to look at those.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to end with sharing a couple of things, and then we'll open up the call for any final comments or questions. Rich and I have been using DISC in our business for 30-plus years. So in addition to the work that we do for Lead Like Jesus, we have our own training and consulting business. Primarily, we use DISC in team building. So that has been our number one application. And I will add that typically, when people get certified in biblical or classic DISC, team building and coaching are the two top applications that people use with biblical DISC, coaching or consulting or counseling. So if we have professional counselors, then they will tend to use that in their counseling with families. Or when we have life coaches or executive coaches, they are often using them for people within organizations. And we have just had so much fun. I mean, really, DISC is a lot of fun. It's an eye-opener for people, and I know for those of you who have done training, you know how people just really have a blast as they start to learn about themselves and others, and of course, we see that in families, too. So Rich and I have also had an opportunity to do a couples workshop. We customized the biblical DISC specifically to do within a workshop, a one-day workshop, and just, you know, really had a fun time allowing couples to explore and learn about each other. We had some reflection time and points during the workshop where they could go together as couples and just really enjoy each other and learn more about one another. And then we did some fun exercises and activities throughout there. But the corporate work that we have done with team building has really done much of what I've heard some of the others say, and I know Ken has done a fair amount of that too, and that's to really open up, you know, workmates, their eyes to one another of how we get along and why we don't get along and what we need to do to adapt and modify our behavior to do that. And so we learn in our biblical DISC certification that is exactly how Jesus has called us to love one another, and that is to meet the needs of each other by adapting and modifying our behavior to meet those needs of individuals that we are in contact with. So I'm sure that everybody who's on the line is open to share more. If you heard something today and you thought, oh, I'd really like to talk more with that person or ask more questions, just email me and I will connect you with them. Jim and Jim, I will definitely connect the two of you so you can collaborate or share ideas. And if there was anyone else who would want to connect with someone else, let me know and I will connect you to them via email. So, Kim, do you have any final comments for us?
No, Barbara, you did a great job, and I appreciate what you've done here, and just to facilitate this thing and to collaborate together, you know, and this is how we learn and figure out how can we be more effective in our outreach. So, again, I just applaud what you did, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other final questions or comments? Well, Ken, would you close our call in prayer for us?
Sure. Father, I want to thank you for the privilege we have as believers in Christ to go ahead and come together and to try to figure out this problem called how to love one another. And I thank you for the DISC model, but it's not about the DISC model. It's about our relationship with you and the love models that you have, and I just pray that we'll have a greater insight in how to go about the process of just figuring out how to go ahead and meet needs and love one another. So I leave it at that, and I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for all of you who shared and asked questions.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful
day. Thanks, Roxanne, and everybody. Have a great week.
God's blessings.